Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
You know, I've had many people on the show before, and we've talked about, obviously, there's so many different answers out there, and you feel if you get a disease, I've seen it firsthand, not with my own, but with people I know, you feel helpless. As a family member, you feel, what can you do? And it's in somebody else's hands. And what if there's the opportunity for us to really take ownership and change that? We have options, and I've explored that many times on the different programs we've done. So Dr. Ginger is on the phone with me, and she's going to tell us about her natural approach to health, which is very much in line with other people that have been on the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be on today.
Now, you're from Virginia. Well, you said you're from Virginia originally, right?
I'm from all over the place. I grew up in Virginia. I spent about 10 years in Florida. I spent some time in Charlotte. Was born in Houston, so I'm kind of from all over the place.
But you live right now, where's your main residence at?
Well, right now I'm in the process of moving back to Florida, and so I'm kind of traveling a little bit. I'm in Michigan, I'm in California, I'll be in Virginia for the holidays, so I'm kind of all over the place.
Now you, as far as background, you were actually Miss Virginia at one time, and you were fourth runner-up to Miss USA, right?
I was Mrs. Virginia, so a little later in time.
Sorry,
okay. That's okay. Now I was Mrs. Virginia, fourth runner-up to the Mrs. in the Mrs. United States pageant, yes.
And you also, you know, as I was reading your bio, you climbed Mount McKinley. Really?
I did, and that was an amazing experience. Obviously very physically challenging, but also mentally challenging. And it was interesting how some of the lessons learned, you know, at 20,000 feet, carried down to sea level in regular life. And I would have never missed that opportunity. It was just absolutely life-changing in every way.
Yeah, I think it's cool. We get to experience all these different types of things, but what grabbed my attention was that you have a similar understanding of healing the body that I think many people are starting to come to. And there's many different routes you can take. And you observed this in your own father, how powerful the mind is. You told me the story about when he was diagnosed having cancer, how it affected his health.
Yes, he was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer, and I was young at the time, didn't have the knowledge that I have now, but, you know, I had mentioned to you the day before he found out he had cancer, he was my strong, proud, type A personality dad, and the day that he found out he was cancer and he was told it was terminal, get your affairs in order, there's nothing you can do, he became this weak, feeble man that cried all the time. He just completely had given up because there was nothing given to him as any sort of hope whatsoever. And so I watched him, and he had been given 6 to 9 months to live, but I watched him literally deteriorate. In literally 2 weeks, things started changing. And I knew back then that it wasn't the cancer, that it was his mind. And so it's interesting, you know, 20-some years later, that's a huge part of the program that I work with, in addition to nutrition and detox, but probably the most important part of the whole process of healing the body is to get the mind in the right space.
You know, this is kind of a left field question, but you're on Out There, by the way, and I would go, or I would ask, do you think, because every life serves a purpose, every death serves a purpose, do you feel comfortable with that statement?
I do, and I think what happened with my father certainly created my path, you know, directed me in my path, because I could have gone the traditional route, and it was because of what I went through with my father that I knew I didn't want to do, you know, the traditional MD prescribing medications and all of that. I knew there was something more out there to the mind-body connection, but to the body as well.
So I guess from my viewpoint of the way I see things is that he really was serving a greater purpose, to ignite a fire in you, or to, and so, and where he's at now, he's probably very happy with the direction you've gone. Do you ever feel that?
I do, and I would definitely have to agree. I talk to him all the time, and I know he knows that he was my inspiration, and I hope that over the years I've touched other people's lives and given them, you know, hope and faith as far as the mind-body connection goes. But science is also showing us that this is true, too. I don't know if you've ever heard of Candace Pert. She wrote a book called Molecules of Emotion, and she and her studies have shown that there are peptide molecules in the body that are actually stimulated by your own strong emotions, and they can literally direct the traffic of tumor cells. So you can have tumor progression or you can have tumor regression, but it's affected by your attitude about life and about your disease and about what you're facing. So, you know, we can think of this in kind of a metaphysical realm, but we can also look at it from a science realm, and we can also look at it from a faith realm. So kind of wherever you are in the realm of things, it fits, it works, but mm-hmm. they all really do work together.
It's kind of like the, what do they call it, the particle experiment they do where they beam those particles with that electrode thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, quantum physics. I mean,
You're not focused on it, it doesn't do anything, but when you look at it, it perceives it a certain way. So we know that our mind has the ability. I think it just creates everything around us. We're doing it all the time.
Absolutely. You can be faithfully negative about something, a health challenge or whatever it is you're dealing with, or you can be faithfully positive. And either path will take you there, you know? And so that's something that most people feel, especially when it comes to genetics. They feel completely helpless, and they're stuck with it because it's in their genes, so to speak. And that's not the case either. Your thoughts can literally change gene expression, mm-hmm. just like your nutrition can. So you really, you know, you might, I like to explain it, you know, you are the architect, but your genes are the blueprint. And you can, you being the architect, can change those genes by certain things. And your mind is one thing, and nutrition is certainly another.
So what you outline is three different things that we need to focus on if we're going to make a change in our health. And those three are?
The first is the mind-body connection, getting your mind in the right space for healing, for weight loss, for whatever it is that you're focused on. Get your mind there. You know, there are healing centers all over the world that utilize what I'm about to talk about. And psychologists are employed at these healing centers, and the first thing that happens when someone comes in with any kind of health challenge, whether it's, you know, something simple like diabetes or something more complicated like a terminal inoperable brain tumor, they work with a psychologist on their belief system, and because they have to have their mind in the right space. So that's the first thing, and I think the most important thing. Mm-hmm. The second component is super nutrition, loading your body with real food, unprocessed nutrients at a cellular level that your body can utilize, because it's battling, you know, whether your immune system's obviously shot if you have a health challenge. And so you have to supercharge your immune system with the obvious good kinds of foods, the fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, sprouts, the things that we all know are good for you. And you don't have to feel deprived in that area as well. I mean, I make amazing desserts and things that taste like chocolate pudding or even chocolate ice cream, and you really can't tell the difference. I mean, it's just as satisfying. So the nutrition side of it is something that oftentimes scares people because of our fast food, fast-paced, you know, kind of eating. But if they just open their eyes a little bit and explore a little bit, they'll discover that some of these foods are actually absolutely delicious, and they make major impact very quickly. So that's the second component. The third component is detoxification. You have to flush the toxins out of your body, get rid of all the toxins, all the things you've done over the decades, whether it's unhealthy eating or prescription or over-the-counter medications. All of these things are stored in your body's fat cells. And many times people have a hard time losing weight because they're very toxic. You know, they might be having, you know, some frozen, you know, diet dinners every night. Well, those are full of preservatives, chemicals, GMOs, all sorts of things. And so that's not helping. And so those toxins are being stored in your fat cells. When you start eating clean foods, real foods, your body actually starts releasing those toxin deposits in your fat cells. And so people who may have reached a plateau in their dieting, because, you know, diet processed foods can only take you so far, see a lot of relief by getting nutrition from a cellular level, and the body starts releasing those toxic suitcases, so to speak.
And there's other ways, too, that you can, like, detox, like cleanse yourself out. Like, if let's say you have, like a lot of people where I live up here, like have saunas, you know, sweating that stuff out of your body allows it to be released. So there's more than one way to do that.
Oh, sure. Well, the simplest way is a clean diet and to just sweat however you want to sweat. Then there's deeper levels. Like I love, and I actually have one, an infrared sauna. An infrared sauna is different than a regular sauna in that, number one, you can stay in it a lot longer. You don't, because it heats you, not the air. So it's not like you get in there and you feel like, oh my gosh, I can only stay in here for 5 minutes because the air is so thick I can't breathe. Infrared sauna doesn't work like that. But another thing the infrared sauna does, it's as if it's vibrating your body's cells and they start pouring out the sweat, pouring out toxins. So a lot of healing centers utilize infrared saunas as opposed to the regular saunas. And I know some of the firefighters at 9/11, there was a group of them that that did a whole kind of detox after they inhaled all the toxins and everything. And they would sit in there for, you know, an hour a day or maybe even longer. But then when they came out, their skin was covered in this black gunk because it was literally pouring out all the toxins that they had inhaled. So that's kind of a deeper level. And, of course, there's deeper things like colonics and, you know, colon cleanses and that type of thing. But those are stages, and not everyone wants to get to those levels and not everyone has to. But you have to be aware of the things that you can do yourself to help detoxify your body, because our society is so loaded with toxins everywhere we turn, from toxic water to toxic food to, you know, pesticides, chemicals, all of these things. And they're being stored in our bodies. And not only are they keeping us from losing weight, but we have all these crazy autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Autoimmune, what all that means, auto meaning self, immune meaning immune system. It's your body attacking its immune system. And they've kind of clumped them into different areas depending on the signs and symptoms. But basically, it's all kind of the same thing. It's your immune system going haywire. So what we've discovered is when you, certainly the detox, you know, the other components as well, but the, on the detox side, once you start detoxing the body and eating clean and sweating and maybe doing some of these deeper levels of detox, like even a juice cleanse, which we can talk about, that's when a lot of times the body starts to resolve itself, because autoimmune is your body going haywire in many instances because of toxins.
And, you know, I just wanted to add to this too, and see what you think about when you talk about that we, you know, the nutrition, we don't always get probably the best nutrition. There are going to be times when maybe you're not going to be able to do that. You know, people are on the go. They might have to grab something. I find also our attitude towards the food we eat has a lot to do with it. I mean, we are the ones.
You know what?
Go ahead.
You know, that's so true. And it's interesting because I have people say to me, oh, well, my grandmother, you know, drank every day and ate horribly and she lived to be 100 and some years old. Well, you know, yes, part of that's probably genetics, but part of it's probably the attitude. And unfortunately for me, I've been brainwashed, so to speak, into the whole nutrition world of things. And so for me, if I eat, you know, hamburger, french fries, soda, and, you know, GMO ice cream and all of that, it's already in my subconscious that basically I've really messed up. And so mind-wise, it is a component of your attitude about your food and what it can do in your body. And I think over time, we're not there yet, but I think over time we're going to see more and more of how that exactly works.
You know, and this is kind of the theory I have with blessing your food. It's like if we top of that, we bless our food, it's really we're kind of making it healthy in a way. Even I wouldn't recommend, you know, oh, I got some donuts. Let me bless these donuts here. But if you're going to eat a donut, you might as well bless it, you know? And
yes, and all of that comes into play, and we're learning more and more about all of that. But yes, absolutely.
So you have this thing that's called the Fat Funeral Detox. What is that all about?
I do. It's a fun name for basically what we just talked about, but it's a kind of a compilation of my 20 years of experience in the nutrition and kind of natural health world, utilizing the mind-body connection, super nutrition, detoxification, in a major educational component. And it's an online kind of system where I have these webinars, daily news feeds, special reports, you know, various kind of online trackers of your weight and your water intake and all kinds of neat technological stuff back there on the website. That I also kind of include some Dr. Ginger approved products, and it's all of my teachings set up so that someone, you know, across the country who can't come to one of my seminars can learn the information, basically. And it's a unlimited access. So once you sign up, you have it basically for the life of the website. And I'm constantly putting updates in there in the news feed. My Twitter feed is fed into it. I just put up there, and this is really an interesting thing I put together, called the Vitamin Robbers Report. And this is a really neat guide for people, and it's really quite eye-opening. Any medications, over-the-counter or prescription medications, are not only loading your body with toxins, but they're depleting your body of vital nutrients. So this report gives 15 categories, and there are many more categories, but this is 15 categories of prescription over-the-counter medications, from aspirin and antacids to cholesterol medication to antibiotics to blood pressure medication, and it lists in kind of a graph form the nutrients that are depleted by each drug, as well as the signs and symptoms of nutrient depletion. Now, many people are on medications for decades at a time, and so they develop side effects, obviously, from the drug, but they're also developing side effects from the nutrient loss. And what happens is many doctors, they come in with these symptoms, they prescribe another medication for those symptoms, which are actually related to the nutrient loss. Mm-hmm. So the whole point is to get people to understand, and I always recommend, of course, do not stop taking your medication until you get weaned off by your doctor properly. But in the meantime, we need to replace these nutrients. And so, for example, if you've ever seen the cholesterol medication commercials, they have happy people running around, but then they, of course, list all the side effects. And the side effects, among many of them, are muscle pain, muscle weakness, and muscle fatigue. The reason you get those side effects is because cholesterol medication depletes an important nutrient, an enzyme in our body called CoQ10 or coenzyme Q. So I've been teaching this for about 10 years, and it's just now that I'm starting to see MDs who prescribe cholesterol medication to also tell their patient, you need to get some CoQ10 or coenzyme Q, it's the same thing. Go to the health food store and get that supplement. When actually ubiquinol is the best form of that, and we'll get into that in a minute. But so if you're on cholesterol medication for 10 years, 20 years, you're severely, if not completely, depleted of CoQ10. Yeah. And so the symptoms of that are muscle pain, muscle weakness, muscle fatigue. Worst case scenario, and if you'll recall, I think it was in, I don't know if it was 2002 or 2007, there was a cholesterol drug called Beacol that was pulled off the market because of deaths. Well, your heart is a muscle as well. So if you get muscle weakness, muscle fatigue, muscle pain, muscle failure, your heart is a muscle as well, and that's what happened. CoQ10 complete depletion will lead to that. So it's very important for people on cholesterol medication to replace that nutrient. So this report, the Vitamin Robbers Report, I'm calling it, gives the lowdown basically on the top 15 categories of prescription and over-the-counter drugs and the nutrients that are lost.
That is really awesome. That's really awesome because, it's something I think people don't think about when you go through that. And it's going to have some kind of, they do mention the side effects. And it's good to know that there, you can pinpoint individually what each one is going to do to us. And they don't really they don't really want us to know that, it seems like.
No, because they want you to stay in the whole cycle. But my whole point is wherever you are in the scheme of things, let's work with that. So if you're on a certain medication, at the very least, we need to replace those nutrients. But what often happens is as you get more involved in the program and learn more and become more educated and realize, the power really is in your hands if you just make some small changes over time, you start to get better. And then if you're on blood pressure medication, you go in and your doctor says, hey, your blood pressure is really low. We need to lower the dose because whatever you're doing on your own is really helping. And that's the whole process. It's, empowering people to start making these changes, when they're ready, at their own pace in baby steps, so that they can balance their body. And once you start understanding that you totally can do that, every disease is reversible. Your body knows how to balance itself if you give it the right tools. And so I'm trying to teach those tools.
And I think many different people are seeing what you're saying, Dr. Ginger, that there's a lot of people coming to this conclusion now. Do you think the medical field, you said you see that some doctors are starting to embrace a little bit of, do you feel that is switching at all?
It is with a handful of doctors who are kind of seeing the light and understanding. Well, and I think first and foremost, they're seeing that their patients are not getting better, they're getting worse. Mm-hmm. And patients are getting very frustrated number one, with the cost, number two, with the side effects and how they feel, and they're tired of constantly having something else happen, you know. First it starts as acid reflux, and then, because they're gaining weight, then they have sleep apnea and have to sleep with a sleep mask, and it's just this never-ending cycle because nothing is being addressed. It's just a patch. Mm-hmm. It's a Band-Aid that doesn't stay on very long. So, you know, not only, I think it starts with the patients are becoming frustrated, and then the doctors see that nothing's happening and that they're kind of helpless. And so they're turning to more of these alternative, kind of getting back to the basics types of things, and they're starting to see results, and that's kind of escalating as well. There certainly is a whole group that wants nothing to do with it, but that's just, you know, fact of life. but it's very exciting for me to see that start to happen. You know, as an alternative type of doctor, as a chiropractor, you know, throughout my career, I've always said, oh, you're not a real doctor. You're not, you know, and that never really fazed me because I know doctor means teach. And that is what I'm doing. I'm teaching people how to balance their bodies and kind of, and it's really not that complicated. It's really just getting back to the basics, getting back to common sense.
You know, now that you said you're a chiropractor, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I would have done my homework and looked at that part of it. But where did you go to school for chiropractics then?
I went to New York Chiropractic College, and I did my undergrad at SUNY State University of New York at Stony Brook, where I studied biology, art, history, and Latin. And I've just kind of really grabbed onto the whole nutrition, you know, kind of
It seems
reversing.
It seems like that's the case with just about every chiropractor I've ever known. Is that they understand the body. You're taught that the body's going to heal itself. If it's, the adjustments, lining up that energy that's coming down through our spine, right? That keeps us from being healthy. And also other things that we do to our body. It just makes sense. And, you know, the chiropractor that I see, I've been going to for quite a while. And I said, I bet you this has been around for thousands of years. You know, it's been credited only in the last couple hundred, but there's got to be a form of this. All these things.
Well, and think about acupuncture is very similar in that it's aligning your body's energy, and meridians it's called, but energy flow. Chiropractic, you know, same type of thing. And so getting the body's energy, and think about it, your mind and your thoughts are like energy waves that go out and talk to your body's cells. So all of this, it's all about vibration and energy, really. I mean, even food. You cook the life out of food, it has no energy, it has no vibration. But when you eat raw, mostly raw, you know, unprocessed or at least the least processed food, it has a vibration to it. It has a life to it. And, you know, everything we're looking at has a vibration to it. You know, we feel...
I was going to ask you, Dr. Ginger, because I've heard this before and I really believe there's something to this. If people choose to eat meat, I don't know if, do you eat any meat at all? Do you ever eat any more?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
If people do choose to eat the meat, one thing we have to remember, this is another thing that's been pointed out to me over the years that's changed, is that the animal that had its life taken, if it was on a corporate farm, it may have lived a very stressed life, and you
Absolutely.
Are ingesting that in your body. So you're much better, if you're going to eat meat, to try to find it from a local farmer who cared for his animals, who, loved them. Love goes into it.
Absolutely.
You're much better.
No doubt about that. And I teach worst, better, best. I'm not trying to make everyone, plant-based, vegan or anything. It's just the choice that I made over the years as I watched at various healing centers, people recover from disease. And I've just chosen to just eat that way. Why not eat that way so I don't ever have to go through the process of... disease. My program, I teach, I just encourage people to eat more fruits and vegetables. And if you're going to eat some of these meat products, then I do a kind of a worst, better, best version of every food category in the program. So obviously, let's just take milk, for example. The worst milk you could buy is red label, straight up, regular, non-organic milk. It's filled with bovine growth hormone, which is genetically modified. It's filled with antibiotics, whatever the animal was fed, the pesticides, all of that stuff. That's absolutely the worst milk that you could consume. The better option would be an organic milk because you're eliminating those things, we hope. I mean, I know Horizon and some of these others have gotten a bad rap lately because they've been bought out and they're not they're not keeping up with the standards, organically speaking, that they're supposed to be. So I guess that remains to be seen. But for me, the better option would be a nut or a seed milk. But, you know, you can buy at any store. You can buy almond milk. And then in the best category would be a nut or a seed milk that you make yourself. You just get your blend. It's so simple. You get a blender, put some filtered water in it. You can pick any nut or seed, whether it's macadamia nuts, almonds, pecans, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. You just take a cup of that or a handful of that, put it in your blender, blend it up. You can strain the pulp off if you want, but to make it kind of creamy, milky. But it's great fiber, so I always keep it in there. Now, if you want to kind of make it more like vanilla flavored, you can add some, you know, organic vanilla to it. You can make a smoothie out of it. But think about it. There was no pasteurization. Whenever you start heating something, anything that's pasteurized, nutrients, especially the water-soluble nutrients, are totally killed off. So, you know, pasteurized orange juice is completely useless. So when you make it out of, you know, organic, you know, nuts and seeds and water, those are two ingredients, and you're getting these great fats. You're getting that milky kind of flavor. You can, out of any nut or seed, you can turn it into a milk, an ice cream, a cheese, a dairy, a butter, any of those things. And recipes of this, all sorts are available online. And so I try to, you know, kind of transition people. But if you don't, if you still want to consume cow's milk, and there's many reasons why you might want to reconsider, but the best option for cow's milk would be an organic cow's milk, no doubt about it.
And really, you know, cow's milk it's for cows, isn't it?
That's right. And I know, you know, I grew up drinking, I grew up eating the standard American diet. And it's because of all the things that I've learned that I'm teaching the way I'm teaching now and that I eat the way I'm eating now. But yes, cow's milk is meant for cows. It's not meant to take a baby calf and make it grow really fast into this, you know, who knows how many pounds, 2,000 pound, you know, bull. And that's not, and it's another species. We're the only species that drinks their milk. We should drink our mother's milk until we are weaned off, and then we can eat nature's food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always, I wonder who was the first guy to go, you know what, I'm gonna have a cup of this.
I'm going to go down there and try that out.
Milk myself a cup of milk. This is healthy.
Exactly.
And I'm sure it started with goats and all that other stuff. So you also have a website that people can go to that they can learn more. You have a couple different websites. You want to talk about those?
Sure. The fatfuneraldetox.com is the Fat Funeral Detox program that I talked about. And you can go there and get all of this information. You sign up and you get all of this information. And I, like I said, I give weekly news feeds. There's webinars on there, all sorts of stuff. Whenever something new has come out, I always post it. I try to kind of keep people alert to the latest in kind of the natural health world and the processed food world, because I do keep up with that. And I know not everyone, you know, is into that as much as I am. And so I try to, you know, kind of put some posts up there so that you can be aware of what's going on in the food world and in the health world. And if you want to check out some information, just background information on me, go to thedrginger.com. And I'm on Twitter as thedrginger and Facebook and all the other social media as thedrginger.com. It's like apparently there's more than one Dr. Ginger out there.
Go figure. It's a popular name. It's a popular name, right?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to tell people that are listening? Anything else you'd like to add to it?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have a book coming out in the spring called The Rainbow Juice Cleanse. It's going to be distributed by Running Press Publishers, and it's not only is it a beautiful book because of the pictures of the juices and the foods that we made, but I really am hoping to inspire people to make some transitioning. And so the Rainbow Juice Cleanse is a 7-day juice cleanse, but it also has two other phases before you get to that. If you're not ready for that, or if you never want to do a juice cleanse, but you want to kind of dabble a little bit in it, there's a rainbow rev up and a rainbow warm up. And both of those phases allow you to start incorporating some juices into your daily or weekly routine. But at the same time, there's about 25 juice recipes and about 30 some food recipes in the book. And so the whole point is to kind of transition people off the standard American diet, get them to start eating and discovering how good some of these other foods are. I mean, I have a spaghetti in there and it's not made with the regular, you know, it's not the regular spaghetti that you're thinking of. I have ice cream in there, but it's not, you know, Breyers genetically modified bovine growth hormone ice cream. And so it's making foods that you know, but it just in different ways to make them actually give to your body instead of take from your body. And so, and as far as the juicing goes, the whole juicing trend's been very exciting to watch, but very disturbing at the same time, because in my opinion, many of the gurus are kind of doing everyone a disservice with all of the fruit. Now let me explain. We have such a sugar addiction in this country, with the fructose, in particular high fructose corn syrup found in sodas and so many of our processed foods, that when people want to start transitioning to healthy eating, their natural inclination, because of their sugar addiction, is to move directly to as much fruit and fruit juice as they possibly can consume, because they think they're doing their body a favor. And yes, fruit and fruit juice can be healthy, but when they eat that as, you know, kind of the bottom of their food pyramid, so to speak, it's not helping their sugar issues. It's making them crave more sugar. If they have cancer or diabetes, it's still exacerbating that. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing to note about fructose, now fructose is found in fruit and vegetables. And if that's the only fructose that we ever ate, we would be fine. But unfortunately, it's not. Fructose is found in, obviously, sodas, but all sorts of, if you look at food labels, you'd be shocked at how many foods contain high fructose corn syrup, which, again, is genetically modified. But what fructose does in your body that's different than, say, glucose or some of the other sugars, fructose is metabolized, and I'm not going to make this complicated, but it's important to know. Fructose is metabolized only by the liver, and it's kind of an extra sugar because your body really doesn't want to use fructose. Your body wants to use glucose. Your brain can only use glucose as its energy source. It can't use fructose. So when you consume your food, basically the first in line is glucose to be used up, and the last in line would be fructose. Now, fructose, when it's metabolized by the liver, turns into three things, and there are three things that we do not want. It turns into fatty acids, bad cholesterol, and triglycerides. So if you have heart disease, or you're overweight, or you have high triglycerides, or anything, or diabetes, that's not something that you want. And so when people transition and they start, you know, start to do juicing and they make all this fruit juice, fruit has a larger amount of fructose in it than vegetables do. So when you juice it, you're getting a lot of fructose, and that's exacerbating any issue you already have on top of whatever you're not willing to give up yet, like your sodas or whatever. And so my whole juice thing is to try to kind of unbrainwash people and get you to understand my concept, and certainly from a healing perspective, and that's where I like to come from, is eat your fruit, juice your veggies. When you eat your fruit, it has the fiber and everything else that goes along with it, so that sugar rush is not so drastic on your whole insulin issue. And so all the recipes in my book, they're totally different than what you would expect, but they're delicious, but they're made with vegetables, herbs, you know, ginger, all sorts of amazing tasting foods, but it's not fruit. And so fruit is part of the program as far as eating it, but it's not part of the juicing program. And so that's what makes this whole book totally different and unique. It's a totally different take on it. And, it's not something that you really see out there. But again, I'm coming from a healing perspective, not a, let's satisfy their sugar fix,
right.
Perspective.
You're not a sugar dealer, are you?
No, I'm definitely not a sugar dealer. But when you learn that fructose turns into fatty acids, triglycerides, and bad cholesterol, it makes you think twice about sipping down that soda, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask a question that came to me while you were talking, because this is what I notice a lot. And there's many different, theories behind it. But people that also are carrying a lot of toxins are also, do you think that also makes them unbalanced chemically to overreact? Or we see more and more of this, it seems.
Oh, sure.
Like.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that my program helps to do, the Fat Free Your Detox, is to decrease those sugar cravings. You know, we're a very acidic diet society. And so when your body stays in that realm for decades on end, you're going to crave all that bad stuff. You're getting hormones and all sorts of crazy stuff in you from these foods that we're eating that are not clean. But when you start eating more alkaline, which is where the body naturally wants to be, that's when the sugar cravings go away. It might take 3 or 4 days, you know, kind of eating clean to get you off that sugar craving, you know, frenzy that we go through. But once you do, you're not hungry anymore. And that's really... That's really cool. That's really different for people because most people walk around hungry all the time and they eat all day long, but their food is so nutritionally devoid and so full of toxins and MSG and things that make you want to eat more of it that you're totally ravenous, but your body is never satisfied. When you start eating clean foods, everything you eat is so nutritionally rich that your body, that whole, you know, stomach to brain connection, I'm not going to get complicated with it, but all the hormones that are released when you eat certain foods, it creates this satiety where your body's like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm satisfied. You don't need to go on a binge here because you just fed me some really great food and I'm perfectly good. And now I'm going to start just clean house and sweep out these toxins. So that's, you know, kind of a very simplified nutshell, but kind of what happens.
But I guess what I'm asking is, like, we are more unstable emotionally, I think, than we've ever been. And it's part of that's due to the what we have in our bodies, right? Part of it's that?
Oh, sure. The lack of nutrition and the things like MSG and things that they put in their food, it makes us crazy. I mean, fructose makes you crave more of it. You know, it's sugar is to your brain as cocaine is to your brain. It lights up, if you analyze it in an MRI, it lights up the same areas of addiction in your brain as does cocaine. Sugar.
Yeah, I'm sure the sugar growers don't know that. I'm sure they...
Oh, they know it. That's why they keep selling more and more of it.
So, again, if people want to find out more, your websites, if they want to check this out for themselves, they can go to fatfuneraldetox.com?
Correct.
And
absolutely. You can sign up and get some information, so, and we'll get you on your way.
Signing up, all you're going to do is just fill out some basic stuff, and then you're going to start being able to look at these different things, right?
Well, you fill out your name and email address, and you'll get another email with your options, and you pick an option, and then you're ready to roll. And, you know, with the holidays coming around and New Year starting, it's a great New Year time to, you know, just decide in your head, first of all, that you're finally going to make some changes, and I will be there to guide you through it.
Yeah, it's that first step, I think, for everybody. That's probably the hardest. And plus, we've been, these things, not only is it habit forming, these foods that we have, they're addicting. And I think there are those that know that they're addicting. And so that's what you have to kick. You're battling those kind of things, the addiction of the connection, like you said, to sugars. And I'm just going to say it straight out because this is my podcast. I don't think they really care. I don't think they really care about your health. There's money to be made.
Of course not.
There's money to be made. And you got a choice. And it really has to start with your own accountability, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, in today's world, you have to become an educated consumer. And I'm trying to make that easy for people because I'm so into it. And people say kind of extreme with it, but I kind of need to be so I can gather all the information. You know, I take all this information. I do a lot with corporate wellness corporations to help lower their healthcare costs. And I teach them all of the things that they're doing at healing centers to balance the body from, you know, terminal and operable brain tumors. And I say, okay, I give them, you know, the standard American diet's over here. What I'm teaching you is way over here. But the whole point is just start migrating the opposite direction. You know, just start getting out of that standard American diet, because as you start making these baby step changes, you will see some dramatic results start to take place in your life. And you may never get to, you know, eat the way that I eat, but that's okay. But this knowledge that you gain along the way, you'll end up giving up things that you never thought that you would because of how it makes you feel.
Yeah, you start feeling better. That's when it starts to go, hey, you know what? I remember what that used to be like.
So number one is how people feel and their energy. But the second thing, especially for women, is their skin. They can't believe how good their skin looks how fast their skin changes. If you think about, you know, when you cut yourself and how quickly it heals, you have very fast skin cell turnover. So relate that back to the foods that you're eating. If you're eating crappy, garbage, you know, overcooked, nutrient-devoid foods, your skin is going to reflect that. Mm-hmm. But if you're eating vibrant, you know, alive, you know, just picked off the vine, you know, unprocessed foods, your skin is going to reflect that too. And I always have people ask me, what do you use on your skin? What do you do? And I don't do any, I use coconut oil. I don't do, you know, as far as the lotion, potion kind of thing goes, I don't do anything special. But the base of what I do is what I eat.
Well, the skin.
So women always like to see that.
The skin is the biggest organ right on the body, and it's also going to reflect whatever we put inside of it, isn't it?
It sure is, and very, very quickly will it do that. You can literally start youthing and turn back the hands of time, and people will tell you how much younger you look when you start changing your diet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very fascinating talking to you, Dr. Ginger, and I'm right on board with what I've heard from so many different people saying a lot of the same things. And it's up to anybody else whether they choose to pursue that or not. And thank you very much for coming on and talking to me about this.
I appreciate it. You guys can go to fatfuneraldetox.com and check out more information. And I'd love to come back, and we'll pick another topic, and we'll hone in on it and set your listeners straight on it. How's that?
Sounds good.
Thank you, TJ.